Keys. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political analyst says the ANC needs to carefully select its leaders to regain public trust before next year's local government elections.
When ordinary citizens have to go out and vote, they vote on the basis of what the party has been doing whilst in office.
Levine Doe was commenting on President Cyril Ramaphosa's January 8th statement at the ANC's 113th anniversary celebrations in Cape Town over the weekend. Ramaphosa reflected on the party's electoral setbacks, reviving sluggish branches and its renewal program. Doe says the party will need to focus on educating its new members about the ANC's principles.
Those who join the ANC should understand the basics of the party, but in the main, they should focus on teaching their membership issues that relate to discipline and public image.
To the Northwest Province, where the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy says it will today begin efforts to retrieve the remaining illegal miners from an underground mine shaft in Stilfontein. It follows the High Court in Pretoria's ruling on Friday that government must use mining rescue services to assist the miners. At least 109 Zamazamas have died while underground. The department's Makosonke Telezi told Newsroom Africa that there have been plans since December to bring the illegal miners to the surface.
They have prepared and cleared the site, and the project manager has indicated that they will start with the operations. The mobile crane, I'm told, it can reach up to 3,000 meters down. The winder is going to be hoisted down, and it's true that it's going to take about 5 or 6 people at a time.
And abroad, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai has urged Muslim leaders not to legitimize the Afghan Taliban government. She was speaking at a summit on girls' education in Muslim nations being held in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, yesterday. Yousafzai believes the government cloaks their crimes in cultural and religious justification. Since sweeping back to power in 2021, the Taliban has shut women and girls out of secondary and tertiary school, as well as many government jobs. Yousafzai was shot in the face by the Pakistani Taliban as a schoolgirl in 2012 amid her campaigning for female education rights. On the weather front back home, wet weather's expected across KZN. Durban's a high of 24 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch and Infor Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.